The Welk Homestead State Historic Site near Strasbourg is known to the public mainly as it commemorates the origins and career of Lawrence Welk. It also is committed to interpreting German-Russian culture and pioneer agriculture because Lawrence's parents, Ludwig and Christina, were Germans from Russia who proved up a homestead alongside Lake Baumgartner. My involvement in this, I serve on the board of the Friends of the Welk Homestead, the public support group for the State Historic Site, as does Senator Robert Erbely, who himself takes pride in his German-Russian and agricultural heritage. Robert had the idea of showcasing the essential agricultural implements of wheat farming in the era of the Welk Homestead. This is how I have come to assemble a working group to identify the four essential implements of small grain agriculture in the region during the first couple of decades of the 20th century. Identifying four essential implements is pretty easy, mainly because my broader research on the harvesting and threshing of small grains has involved a lot of time perusing old agricultural periodicals. The four items are the following. A plow, of course. For this era, not a walking plow, but a sulky plow, meaning it had a seat on it. If it had more than one bottom or share, it was called a gang plow. A disc harrow, to bust clods, kill weeds, and prepare ground for seeding. A press drill, commonly of the disc type. Earliest crops on homesteads often were broadcast, the seed scattered by hand in biblical style, but drilling produced more consistent stands. And a binder for harvesting. Some farmers also used headers, which clipped off loose heads of ripe grain. What about grain separators, threshing machines, the center of so much rural enterprise? Well, they were generally owned by threshermen who did grain threshing on a custom basis. Few family farmers owned grain separators. And besides, threshing machines, along with the great steam engines that powered them, already are well and truly exhibited at the threshing grounds over in Braddock. Steam was essential power for agriculture of the day, but it was brought in on a custom basis. Family farmers relied day to day on horsepower and were just beginning the transition to tractor power. This is a wonderful little piece of research to tackle. A key documentary source is the Emmons County Record, digitized and available from the Library of Congress. My initial search of the Emmons County Record discloses a particular kind of document that will anchor our documentation of historic agricultural implements, farm sale notices. Auctioneers published notices of auction sales, and the notices incorporated detailed lists of the goods on offer. It's easy to get sidetracked in this kind of research. These auction lists constitute a catalog of the material stuff of agriculture and rural life, including the age and weight of every single horse, means of transportation from spring wagons to bobsleds, household goods like mattresses and kitchen chairs. With these lists, you can imagine rather fully the everyday life of farm folk a century ago. And, of course, every auction sale offers lunch for all in attendance. Before we're done, I see this research going archaeological to examine and document old machinery and junk parts piled into shelter belts and rock piles, letting the material objects tell their story. They have much to tell us if you know the language.